Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dutch Leonard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Grant. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Colloway. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Early and he is safe. Moses steals second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Early for a passed ball. Moses moves to third. Curtwright moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Moses scores. Curtwright scores. Appling moves to third. Grant moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Don Colloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. There goes Grant trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Early who tags Grant, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grove, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sullivan. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grant hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Kurtwright moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon is hit by the pitch. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Early takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Early moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Alex Camporis pinch hits for Ellis Clary. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Camporis now playing third base. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Early and he is out, Pretty applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Camporis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurtwright moves to second. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grant bunts towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to third for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Early and he is out, Camporis applying the tag. Grant moves to second. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grant scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from early and he is safe. QL steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh is walked intentionally. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. QL scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jim Mertz now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Grove moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Grove moves to third. Moses moves to second. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kurtwright hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Kurtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Campora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grant moves to third. QL moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pretty bunts towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Kampouras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kampouras is 0 for 1 in the game. Kampouras hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Kampouras moves to third. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Jim Mertz. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 3 in the game. Case hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Grant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Hefner now pitching. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Grove is called out on strikes. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cartwright hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grant hits a line drive towards third. Kampouras catches it and throws to first to double up Appling. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alex Kampouras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kampouras is 0 for 2 in the game. Kampouras hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.